Over the weekend, a woman in El Paso, Texas, was detained by Border Patrol agents before boarding a flight. The detention was unexpected for a few reasons. First, the woman has DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, which offers temporary protection. And the flight was domestic, not international, instilling new fears around travel for immigrants. In our latest edition of The Check-In, Voices from Milwaukee's Changing Immigrant Landscape, we find out what people should know before they travel. WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez talked with Soboralski Law Office paralegal Noelia Gramajo and Senior Intake Specialist Alejandra Rios to learn more.
You know, we're talking because a lot of the work that the two of you do is take calls from clients who are thinking about travel in any sort of way with questions. So I was thinking maybe we could just do a quick mock interview. I'm coming to you to understand what I should know about potentially traveling. My first question would be, is it safe to travel right now?
Yeah, I think that question in particular is, you know, a hot topic, especially under the current administration that we're under. What I would first pinpoint is what your current status is. Second, what is your criminal history? And third, are you in removal proceedings? So do you have an open deportation order? After confirming those three points, then advice will vary and risks will also vary depending on the answers to those questions. If all of those three points, right, let's say you don't have a criminal history, you are not in removal proceedings, and let's say you have a green card, you are allowed to travel with your valid card and your valid passport. As long as you have those two things, you should be allowed back into the U.S. Now, if you're a DACA holder, right, that changes things. So you're a little bit more limited when it comes to travel. If you're a DACA recipient, this usually means that you have already obtained an advanced parole document and you've been approved. So this will mean that you will have to travel within the travel dates that you were approved for. Mm-hmm. You will still need to take your valid passport and your current DACA card.
So I'm signed off. I think I'm okay to travel. How do I go ahead and get those travel documents?
Right now, I would recommend that you hire an attorney just so they can screen you for what we were talking about, your criminal history. And if you are in removal proceedings, it's very important to know both things, just because a lot of people come in thinking that they don't have anything. And then we do request them and then something comes up, right? But after you pass that first stage of getting screened and the actual request for advanced parole begins, you will meet with one of us. So in order to qualify for advanced parole, you need to have either a humanitarian reason, an educational reason, or a professional reason. And despite the many obstacles advanced parole might present, looking at it by first glance, we strongly encourage folks who are DACA recipients to still pursue advanced parole because it is a very unique experience and it is a unique opportunity. And just like every other case in immigration, we just don't know how long it'll be available for folks. And we don't want for folks to think that they never had the opportunity to pursue it, especially under this new administration. I think it is still very important to spread the good news and let folks know that they can still apply for advanced parole.
You know, it just seems like there are so many changes that are happening. And, you know, what was safe yesterday is not safe today. And things are, it feels like, going to continue to change. So what is the bigger takeaway from this moment, or what should clients that are calling you know about what's happening now?
I think the most important message for clients is to be aware that there are risks that maybe in the past weren't presented, and to fully educate themselves in the current situation that they're personally in, and to not let fear stop them from traveling or from advocating for themselves.
That was Soboralski Law Office paralegal Noelia Gramajo and Senior Intake Specialist Alejandra Rios. They spoke with WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez.